Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Chef's Meal, where we talk about whatever and never and everything else in between. All right, let's do it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean, and we're two chefs talking about our lives, one fish plate at a time.
And we're talking about whatever and ever.
And everything in between.
Sean, it's a beautiful Friday, December 4th.
It is.
Kind of rainy, actually. You know, if it was colder, it'd be snowing right now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's moist outside.
it's kind of like half gross. Like, I'd rather it snow than not. But hey, you know, it's whatever, I guess. But you can't have. They're both wet. The other one's just a little more solid.
Sure.
that's where we're gonna go. I do just want to say we are live. You are listening to this podcast live as Sean and I are on Skype. We are seeing my screen,
right.
But for everybody else on audio, sometimes it will get weird. There is a new segment today, Sean. I do want to share that.
Oh, boy.
We're doing a little something different a little later, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
How was your week, though? I know we spoke a little earlier this week already. This is for the week coming up, but... Any changes? Did they finally finish everything else?
We're right there. We're literally right there.
Right
so
there.
In the middle of the week, one of the main contractor, the electrician, kind of came in to kind of spot check some of his guys' handiwork, and you know there were some things that he was cool with, and some stuff that you know he needs to have them come back to finish. But tomorrow, they will. Wrap up everything.
Like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much at this point, it's just a little bit of painting left to do. You know, a little bit of fine sanding, but that should be it.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. Finally up and out of and just finally done with it. But
yeah, I mean, as evidenced by, you know, the confidence to put up that shelf behind us, mm-hmm. or rather behind me.
Mm-hmm. It's a really cool looking shelf too, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I might get me. Well, I do have. You can kind of see it all the way back.
Yeah,
the
I see
frame.
You in the back there.
There's like four, and then there's another one right beside me. The same exact thing, just kind of
cool.
I don't know. Lots of plants. Those are actual live plants that my wife likes to feed. She calls it. Oh my goodness, Sean. An update for you. So here's a little sum. So today. Extremely slow, like super slow. Bro, when I say slow,
sure.
It was 11 people.
All day,
Sean, 11. There was more
so
staff
you're
in the building.
You just destroyed your labor costs.
Yeah, so like, I don't understand the labor though. Like, we have to stay open. Like, that's what I'm trying to get still in my brain because it is it's a membership kind of thing. So like, mm-hmm. if somebody were to come in literally last minute, it doesn't matter. Like, it just we have to be in the building. So I don't know. As far as I know, I don't see the books. I don't see the bottom line.
Sure.
I don't see what their
R&R
is.
You know, the cost of, you know, your labor is just assumed by the membership fees anyway.
Probably. I don't know, man. It was 11 people. So what
That's
did
wild.
We What did the staff do? Meaning the four of us. So it was chef, mm-hmm. myself, my homie Nikki, and then the dishwasher. We were cleaning from.
Okay.
So we got four orders from 12 to 1. Four, Sean, four orders.
Wow.
From 12 to 1. And then we were cleaning from 1:30 till 5:15. Literally just.
So could you see yourself in the stainless steel when it was done?
I was eating off the floor when I was done on my side. I kid you not. I was like, yo, I could literally drop this over there and I'd be completely happy with it. I'm okay. And at one point I was like, yo, should we do the walls? Like the physical.
Yeah.
Like walls of the restaurant, like all the way up to like 10 feet. That's how bored.
Just pull the equipment, we were. You know, pull the equipment off the walls. Just get right
I was
behind
just like,
here. Detail
you know
clean.
What? Nikki goes, you know, we still got 3 months of this left. I was like, you know what? Let's save it for another day. Because if we did it now, then
right, right,
clean tomorrow or the day prior, and then we just kind of keep going around. But there is a couple more equipments that we didn't touch, so we can do that tomorrow if it's not so busy. It's just weather pertaining. So technically,
sure.
The update is there's still golfing happening till December 24th, so people can still come. The members can still golf if they should still want to, till December 24th or till I have no idea. That's my first season here during the winter, so I don't know. Maybe next year I can give you something a little different, but for the time being, still going. And the menu keeps changing every week. So this week there's like beef tips with different kind of sauces that we had to make literally today for service, and I'm assuming tomorrow chef will change it again. So he kind of keeps you on your toes at the same time, but it's like we have to sell what we have in our shelves, kind of, just to entice people to buy it. Does that make sense? Like, we just can't keep the same menu.
I'm just speculating like what your waste is like, because I mean, sure, you would assume that
Let's not get to there, Sean. Let's not.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I'm sure the doggy bags are healthy on the way out.
It's just we have to keep so much on hand on inventory, but you don't want to run out too fast. Like I don't know. It's like it's a weird predicament. But at the moment, I'm not exec. It's not my problem. I'm just the
right. I would be curious to see, you know, how they're ordering.
Yeah, but see,
based upon the data that they would have had from years prior, and then you know, try to apply that to the realities of COVID.
That's how we function, right? Like, we would look at books, we would look at numbers. Here's what we did last year,
and then
he's been here 2 years.
The window. Yeah, you can only have. But so many people in an establishment anyway. But yeah, but that's how you would do it. You'd be looking at like, how much did we, you know, how much did we sell from this period to this period? What was this particular day looking like? You know, when were the last major holidays? How did that affect things? You know, talk to local businesses and see what they have going on. But
I don't know.
Yeah.
The only other news would be 11 people all day, dude. It was tiring just to stand and just to move your arm cleaning something when you've already done it. I cleaned the drop freezer twice, Sean, because I could. I cleaned my little, it was the cold boy that, you know how the pantry has it? We have two of those. So in front of me, I have one of those. I cleaned that twice on the top, on the bottom, all my shelves, literally. And then when I got done, I went to over Nikki's line. I started cleaning his stuff too. And he was like, I already cleaned that. I was like, I know, but we have to keep moving our hands somewhere. Otherwise, we're just standing.
You'll literally be standing there doing nothing. And
So our plan of attack for tomorrow, the shelves inside of walk-ins haven't been done. So that's a big project to begin with. So that we can take our time doing.
Gotcha.
But for now, exterior kitchen or in the physical kitchen, those items are clean. In the walk-ins could be better, so that's what we're gonna focus on next. But not too crazy, Sean. I wanted, like I said, I have this new segment. I don't have a soundbite for it. I was working on it,
okay,
but I didn't get to finish it because your homie is currently taking orders right now. And
oh, hey,
update on that, Sean. 32 orders.
Congratulations.
That's it. I'm topping it off at 30. I don't have a fully functioning restaurant currently in my kitchen. I only have so much counter space. I'm gonna pull this little table that's gonna go over there so I can like set up shit. I'm gonna clear everything over there. I might even use the couch just to get the bags like when I put them, you know, in the paper bags, just get them
all
organized. But yeah, I have a plan of action. We'll see how that goes. But I was like, I don't think I'm gonna get to 30, bro. Within 5 hours, I was like, maybe I should have just done it like tomorrow, like Saturday, Sunday, not Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm gonna have to start declining inquiries because of it. However, let's get to this little thing, Sean. I call this the little meme central, the meme goodness kitchen perspective. So like I said, if you're audio perspective, Sean and I will try to give this to you in orally as best as we can as we see it on my screen.
I'll help you use a little theater of the mind.
Okay.
To kind of understand what we're looking at.
So this is meme review. This is the genesis of it, rather. Kitchen version. Mm-hmm. From the perspective of Sean and myself. So like I said, if you're participating live, you can see this with us. If you're in audio format, we will try our best. However, two pictures, top and bottom. The first one, the top one, the cook is kind of yawning. He says, line cooks, after dipping their hand in the deep fryer, which is kind of painful.
And oh boy, I can tell you.
And then right under that, I haven't
stuck my hand in it, but
you got it. You got dip.
Yeah. Definitely scalded with some hot oil. Yeah,
that's why
it's not a yawning matter.
That's why I picked this for you, Sean. And then right underneath is a stern picture of a chef just with a knife. Line cooks went in front of the house, makes eye contact with you when you burnt yourself. You're like, oh no, I'm fine, I'm good. Nope. Sean can tell you firsthand. His hand wasn't doing too well when he dipped his...
Yeah. I mean, it healed up fine.
Yeah, is it okay?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. You'd be hard-pressed to tell that it happened.
I mean, you can... You see...
Oh, yeah, I got...
That's a new one. That little one right there. I cannot, man. Sean, it just doesn't go... Now, this is my favorite. This one, this is homage to my brother, too. So this is a text message from a manager to a staff.
Okay.
The manager goes, hey, we're short staffed tonight. The one that replied, damn, that's crazy. Good luck, though.
Yeah, that is a strong curve.
This is a strong curve. Now, if you remember Lewis? Lewis was one of our, he was our GM at one point. Mm-hmm. We were short staffed. I think it was a Saturday. I wasn't there. I think you were working. He texted my brother. He goes, hey, we're short staffed. Can you come in? My brother goes, that sounds like your problem.
Oh, no.
I was like, yo, you said that? He's like, yeah. Because Lewis then, told me the next morning. He's like, yo, look what your brother told me. I was like, hey, I mean, that's not me. That's my brother. But it's kind of funny.
Oh, it's a cold world.
It's cold. It's a cold world. Moving on. Who the f- put this order through? Picture of Hulk all angry. And then the owner, is this Buscemi? This is Buscemi's face, right?
Yeah, that looks like Buscemi, Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi's face with I put that order, kind of the owner. This happens at like the busiest time. It's the most annoying thing. Or when there's nobody there.
Replace the owner with like friend of the owner or.
Mm.
Yeah. Shout out to those PDR parties.
Something about Post Malone, it just cracks me up. They just use them up for memes all the time. It says when you need birthday singers, and the only person willing to help is the dishwasher, and there's a picture of Post Malone just kind of singing. He looks like a dishwasher. Like that's the whole thing about him. Like he really does.
Yeah, he definitely has the stereotypical dishwasher aesthetic.
Is it wrong that I can hear his voice, like? Like right now, like looking at this picture, it's pretty good. The printer would have been in the kitchen for an hour. This is Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. And then the printer, when I leave for 1 minute to piss, literally the printer will just keep going. Happens for some reason. It's just like, hey, I need 2 seconds. I'm gonna use the bathroom. You come back, there's like 6 tickets all of a sudden.
I was very happy when we switched over to a KDS system.
You don't hear the tickets anymore.
So because you don't get physical tickets. And on busy nights, the sound of the ticket printer would induce like some PTSD, man. Like literally, be trying to go to sleep later on that night and just hear the machine off.
Yeah, it gives you anxiety. That's what it does. Yeah. Like you know it's a Saturday, you're gonna get wrecked, and then just it doesn't help that it's just like you're gonna get. It's like we know. Like you don't have to say it. But yeah. This is a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio. I forget what movie this is. He's toasting. I grew up living from paycheck to paycheck, but through hard work and perseverance, I now live from direct deposit to direct deposit. Yeah. I mean, I love direct deposit. Best invention ever. But this is kind of... if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying?
If you know, you know.
One of my favorites. We've only got a few more, Sean. This is a picture, two pictures, one on the top, one on the bottom. A breaded chicken piccata with lemon jasmine rice. So it's a picture of literally, it looks like three pieces of chicken that's breaded and then a pound of rice. The right. chef underneath goes, this is chicken nuggets. it looks like chicken nuggets. All it's missing is like ketchup, and they would call it like a... Like a tomato compote or something. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Couple more. Health inspector being distracted with small talk. This is us talking to the health inspector, and then all our back of the house in the back. Back house cleaning 3 weeks of mess in 5 minutes. This is a picture of Area 51 when they were doing the Naruto thing. Like they were going to storm.
Oh, okay. All right. I got
you
now.
Yeah. And they were like running... like anime style in the back like that as they're being interviewed. I don't want to say this is true, but this is like 90% of what happens. Health inspector comes in. We have a code in the kitchen. Like, you know, make sure everything is neat and proper. So we don't face some violations. And then lastly, one of my favorites, a picture of a kid holding back another kid. A server rings an 86th item for the fifth time. The whole kitchen's like, they want to fight the front of house because, like, what part of 86 don't you understand? You know?
For those who don't know what 86ing is, that's when, you know, the kitchen has told everyone or made it known that that particular item is either not available or is not in a state that could be, you know, produced. Correct. And yeah, it just makes for a lot of confusion if you don't call out those 86s as soon as they happen, and that information doesn't get passed around to the people that need to know that.
Mm-hmm. Our favorite is we'll be like, hey, 86 tuna or something at like 7:30. We'll put a time code 7:30, and then when the server or whoever comes in, it's like, hey, I need a tuna. It's like 8:15. Be like, bro, look at the time. Like, we put it there.
Right.
You should not hear it. Were you a little busy? We'll let you right know. Go back to your guests. Be, hey, we can't do tuna. However, well, would you like a swordfish? Something equivalent right.
Something of the same else. Nature. Something else. Again, it's just sometimes, look, like, you know, if you work in a business that moves in commodities, sometimes you run out of things. But, like, the worst thing you could do is... not actively work to manage people's expectations.
Correct.
You know, if you tell them right then in the moment, like, hey, it was really popular. Unfortunately, we happened to sell out. You know, when they're going to get a chance to pick something else that they weren't, you know, specifically looking for at the moment. And that's an opportunity to, you know, make them a fan of something different. But also it lets them know, like, yo, you need to come in another time to come get this thing. Because the thing you thought was dope. You know, someone just happened to get to it before.
Yeah.
And but if you're always 86 and stuff, you need to figure out your
correct.
That's another one. Your parts and inventory, because that is a problem altogether.
It's a fine line that we have to balance. You don't want to have too much, but you don't want to have too little. So just in the between almost all the time.
Yeah.
Is a happy medium.
If you got the right data, you can make some pretty good speculations as to like what you're gonna sell, and you know, you're gonna minimize the amount of waste. And maximize the benefit for the customer, because you're probably going to have it on hand for them. And it's going to be good and it's going to be fresh.
Got it. And that is the first ever meme review, Sean. Aren't you crazy? We'll get some new ones in there. If you guys have any, or if you guys have any of the restaurant memes also, gladly send us to us. Tweet it to Sean, MetroCardX on Twitter, or you can email us, AskChefSalty. And Gmail. However, Sean, do we have a Tech Tuesday?
Yeah, well, we do. Yeah? I mean, I'm going to keep it short this time.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the sound rolling.
Drop it.
So we can get a sound. Oh, is it Tech Tuesday on a Friday?
On a Friday.
Like Sean's normal. Tech Tuesday. Uh-huh.
Sean's Tech Tuesday.
Sean's Tech Tuesday on a Friday. That's right. Sean, take it away.
So, yeah, this week's Tech Tuesday items are about video streaming. YouTube introduces a new feature that will push commenters to reconsider their hateful and offensive remarks before posting.
Seriously? Oh,
wow. Yeah, it's also going to begin testing a filter that allows creators to avoid having to read some of the hurtful comments on their channel that had been automatically held for review. Oh. The new features are meant to address long-standing issues with the quality of comments on YouTube's platform, a problem that creators have complained about for years. Casey, have you ever left a negative comment on someone's video?
Not negative, but critiqued well. It could be considered, it's not like, you know, oh, fuck you, you suck, you know, something like that. But it's almost like, hey, maybe you can try this, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I go too much into detail instead of just leaving it generalized so it can come off as a little harsh. But, no, I've never left anything of the same manner, like, you know, anything racial slurred or, like, straight-up derogatory, none of that. However, I've received quite a lot of those on my videos. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah, and I block them right off the bat. I'm just like, not in for that, not crazy. But I could assume so. This is more if you're streaming, because it's live. Like, you'll see this right off the bat just pop off. So it can be just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you're not used to it, like, for example, PewDiePie, who is the biggest YouTuber currently, when he streams,
yeah,
he has like maybe 10 or 15 moderators just looking at his chat to make sure nothing offensive comes up. So I'm assuming this would be something in the likes of they're going to start doing it on their end instead of having somebody to do it.
Automate it as best as they can.
It's pretty bad.
And again, try to shape the culture of the people that are using the platform. I mean, it's going to be tough. Sometimes I'll watch a YouTube video and then, you know, depending on the platform I'm watching, like say my phone, you scroll down and you see these comments, and sometimes I'm like, were you guys watching the same thing I was watching?
Yep, exactly.
But other times I'm just like, man, how did you fix your fingers to be so angry? Mm-hmm. Just, you know, the platform is relatively free. Just move on to something else.
If you don't like it, just, you know, just click off. But some people like to, they feel a sense of they need to comment and get their voice kind of heard, but they don't like getting the receiving end of it. They can always push out, but you can't come back. But hey, is what it is. For me, as a creator myself, I just, if it's anything offensive, gets blocked right away. I don't even mess with that noise. If it's a critique though, I don't care how harsh it is, as long as it's done well, I leave it. That's fine.
Sure.
I can improve on it. Sure.
I mean, but if you're, obviously being able to take in someone's perspective on your work, if it's, you know, helpful criticism is good, but you know, just being ugly in the chat is unnecessary. It really is. So it'll be interesting to see how the community, you know, kind of adapts to this social molding, you know, and also to see like how well the you know, the tech works to kind of automate some of the moderation progress, you know, especially as more and more people are, you know, live streaming their content and not, you know, just kind of putting up produced, you know, content for archiving. It's going to be more and more, you know, important. So that's really interesting. At least I find it interesting. And the other story that I have is about HBO Max. I don't know if you heard, but HBO Max and Warner Brothers in particular, they're going to be releasing their new films simultaneously, theatrically, as well as on a platform. And they're going to start this Christmas with Wonder Woman 84.
Feature films in.
Day of. I mean, obviously, you know, with COVID, you know, going to the movies is you know, not a reality for most people. I know, like, some of the major chains have been closed, and, you know, I guess depending on where you are in the country, maybe that's available to you. But, you know, these movies have been produced, and, you know, they need a platform to premiere too. So, yeah. All of their 2021 films are going to be released on HBO Max simultaneously. And on the back end, what this is going to provide is a significant quality boost to the content that they're going to put up there. So with these films, they're going to start doing the streaming in 4K with HDR and with Dolby Atmos support. Surround. So for my home theater heads, you know, who've been using HBO Max, it's good times, man. You know, I think they have one of the better movie catalogs for streaming, but they kind of lag behind some of the competitors like Netflix and Amazon in providing that content in 4K. So, hey, man, it's maybe this is their boost. With it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's the new norm now, right? I mean, Mulan was launched on Disney.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, even that too. Yeah, like, you know, they did their launch on Disney, but they were kind of doing it like pay-per-view. Like, even if you were using Disney Plus, you still needed to pay, I believe it was $30 at the time, to get access to Mulan, you know, with the simultaneous release. And then, from what I understand, they plan to release it, I think it's this month, because if I wasn't mistaken, they said it would be like 3 months later. You know, it would be available to everyone who's just on Disney Plus, you know, without having to play extra. But, you know, Warner is using the HBO Max platform to just put the movies where the people are.
Well, hey, I mean, have to do something. So big ups to them.
And then my last story is you know, movie and technology based. So Oscar Isaac is going to play Solid Snake in the Metal Gear Solid movie.
What?
Yeah.
There's a Metal Gear Solid movie?
Yes.
I'm all about it.
That's what I thought. Wow. If you're not familiar, Oscar Isaac recently played the X-Wing pilot Poe Dameron in the last Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm.
Yo.
I think he's a good, you know, you throw a shaggy beard on him and an eye patch. He's
I mean, it looks like him. It looks like him. Got the face and everything already. Wow, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. One of my all-time favorite games, Sean. Top three, Metal Gear Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Love Metal Gear Solid. Wow. Okay. Lots to read up on. So I'm really interested in that one. That's right up my alley. All right, not too crazy. Is that the rest of the Tech Tuesday?
Yeah, that's our Tech Tuesday for this week.
Wow,
little streaming action.
Sean, let's take it right into Amongst Your News, the best food news in the business, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get it twisted. Sean and I, the rest of the world looks to us for food news. Okay, just to let y'all know, Lay's is releasing chili flavored chips. Yo, what is the deal with chili flavored chips? Lay's is doing it. Who's the one from last week? The other company, not Lay's. The other one that has it. But anyway, there's another one that's doing freaking chili flavored chips. Is that the whole rage right now? Is that what you feel?
I just feel
like,
it's, you know, it's just part of the spicy cycle. Like, I feel like a few years back, everyone was hot on sriracha, like everywhere.
Okay, that's true. That is true. However, have you tried the Cheetos jalapeno cheddar, Sean?
I have not.
Straight fire, fire. I bought it the other day because I was like, ooh, cheddar jalapeno. It's not so jalapeno-y, but it's definitely there. Could be more. I wish it was spicier. But then again, my palate is... I can chug a whole thing of sriracha and add more chilies into it. I'm okay, but could be spicier. That's all I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But this is... more accustomed to like maybe like spicy barbecue ish because game day chili flavor, kind of, you know, not too crazy about it. The Super Bowl 7.5 ounce bags will be suggested for retail 2021, price of $379. That's not bad. Whole Foods 12 days of cheese. This is a, I think I just read about this. They do this thing for Christmas at a Whole Foods. And sure, charcuterie boards, and obviously shout out to Rachel. But you can get these on a discount leading up to it. But the only cheese that I can like make out, I think, what is that? That's Gruyere. I don't know what that is. Don't know what that is. That's Camembert. I think that's Parmesan ish.
Yeah, it looks like it.
This could be Parm too. That's cheddar. That's like, I don't know what that is. But what's the one with the speckles? Jack? Is that Pepper Jack? Maybe?
Yeah, it looks like it could be.
Right? That's blue cheese, the sharp yellow, and that is still in, maybe. Oh, I literally named all of them.
Yeah, I was supposed to say you pretty much got them.
You know, we do a lot of charcuterie boards at my restaurant too, but not board. Yo, we do slates. It's like massive things, unnecessary, Sean.
Hey man,
but it's already but paid they for. Like it, I guess. That's true. That is true. At Costco's, you can buy this massive holiday cookie platter at Costco right now. Sean, look at this. For $20, you can get all these goodness. I'm not too crazy on the cookie platters. I stick
just
to...
Just about to say, like, how much to replace all of those with chocolate chip cookies?
Is that the only cookie that you like?
Back slowly away from that cookie platter.
I'm a cinnamon raisin guy. Love raisin. But it has to be oatmeal. Has to be oatmeal. I can't really do chocolate either. So that's like my favorite kind of thing. But like this one right here, the oatmeal cookies, yo, all day.
Those are fire. Jokes aside, those are fire.
Taco Bell is giving out free Chalupa craving boxes next week. And they're so easy to claim. Now, I'm assuming if you're listening to this, this is already next week. So go ahead and out to your Taco Bell. But for the time being, all you have to do is claim this free deal from Taco Bell is to sign up for their program through December 15th. And you can get a free Doritos Locos Tacos after you sign up too. But a Chalupa Craving Box usually goes for $5 on a menu. But this will come to you free, I'm assuming, if you win some kind of thing. So that's pretty dope. 7-Eleven has a new candy cane cocoa to keep you warm. I just wanted to click this. Kishan, look at this branding, bro.
Yeah, that's really smooth.
This is crazy good branding. There.
So they have like a deep dark chocolate brown colored cup with an offset brown 7-Eleven stenciling. Yeah, you know, they got their candy cane hanging off the lid of the cup, and the hot cocoa is expertly poured to the top. Like, if you pick this cup, you're going to scald your top lip. But absolutely, for the purpose of this photo, it's perfect.
If it actually comes in like that, if they change like their whole branding and it looks like that, yo, shout out to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they're giving me strong Black History Month vibes.
It is. Yo, it looks so good.
If you know,
good.
You know.
Like, it just looks so good. I just wish I could eat chocolate. I mean, I can, but it doesn't bode well in my body. But the last and least, you know how my homies are. All these festive brioche loaves will be the star of your Christmas spread. Aldi, I'm coming for my check next week, a.k.a. But you can get these little brioche things, yo. How do you feel about these?
I really like them. Those are very creative looking.
It reminds me, like, you know how you go to, like, a bodega during Christmas? Like, they have, the festive halals.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this is what it reminds me of. And now I really want to go to Aldi and pick me up one. However, how much is it? Do they say it? Maybe. They have a boozy chocolate bubbly, a cheese ravioli, a vanilla cream brioche. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's $5.99. I mean, I wouldn't mind that for $5.99. That's a huge bread for $5.99. But all the shouting us out, man. But yeah, that's not too crazy. That's the food news. I do want to get into a little bit of our Christmas foods, what we usually cook during Christmas. We don't cook anything specially. Or should I say, like, American Christmas specialty. Like, if you do, like, ham, or some people still do turkey.
We kind of do, like, the Thanksgiving rehash.
Kind of, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but specifically, there's going to be, like, a Christmas Day lasagna.
Lasagna.
Like, that's, that's going to be in there. But essentially, it's a redo of Thanksgiving, chicken instead of turkey.
Got it. I don't know. I really want to do duck. I'm gonna get duck. Caitlin's not gonna know. I'm not gonna tell her.
Okay.
I'm just gonna show up with a duck in my hand live. I'll butcher it in the house, so she'll freak out. And then
What time are we coming over for Christmas dinner?
I definitely want to do duck, though. That's the whole thing. We can purchase it right now at our Asian market. It's on sale because it's frozen. You can't really get the mallards at this time of season without being it frozen. However, but that's it. Nothing too crazy. That was a pretty short one. Like I said, this will be airing next week. You can hit up all our good stuff at Chef Salty Pork Podcast on YouTube. You can hit up Sean at MetroCardX on Twitter. And you can have any questions and ask chefsalty@gmail.com. However, the last bit, though, Sean, we mentioned some customer appreciation, some service that we can do just a little extra to give it the little experience, to make it a little better for themselves. We actually got a report this morning from one of our members. And it said, quote, and I still remember it because it was pretty cool. I don't think I've ever... This is like the first email that Chef shared with us. It's like, hey, the meal takeout from last night that we did. Whoever cooked the steak, the raviolis, because these were all, Sean, I made that raviolis. Like, literally, like, we made fresh raviolis by hand, like, stuffed in and everything. Mm-hmm. They're like, all the food was amazing, seasoned perfectly. And the desserts, which we also made, were all on point. Thank you so much. We truly appreciate it. Keep doing the good work. I was like, yo. That feel good.
That's what's up, man.
Good. Even though it's just like one member that said it, at least, you know, somebody was taking care. Because we always ask, Nikki, myself, because we're the ones that usually cook most of the cooks. Like, hey, what did the people say? How did they like the food? What can we do better? And to actually get like an email like that back was pretty awesome. So, hey, that's the kind of news, Sean. I just want to give them one word of the day. Just to send them out.
So I'll send them off with some real life. This is a wash story for everybody. So I don't know if you guys out there are use Spotify, but one of the features that they rolled out at the end of the year is kind of like a wrap up of your top songs. They have like an animated,
like the rewind
streaming thing that like kind of rolls out the songs that you played, the trends in the music, you know, maybe if you found some new artists, and you know, it's really cool. Makes you feel good about using the platform, and it's easy to share out with other people that you kind of really get a snapshot of, you know, what your friends and family are listening to. So here was my top five songs.
We're doing it. Okay.
Yeah. Number one with the bullet was the Jaws remix to Baby Shark.
That says so much. Says a lot. That says a lot right there.
Number two was Go Crazy with Chris Brown and Young Thug. Number three was Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Number four was The Wheels on the Bus.
Wow. We going old
Number
school.
Five was Old McDonald.
Okay. Can y'all tell Sean as a kid?
Oh my god. And then, like, the data that they give you on these reports is like crazy, because at one point it was like, yo, you definitely played this one song like 87 times. And I'm going to assume what happened is my daughter took my phone and was just mashing the play button because it was a kid's song that I've never heard. I had never heard it, but somehow it got played enough for that it would be like, yeah, dude, yes, you really love this.
Love this song. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I might have to do a rewind thing, see what I have on mine.
Yeah, you should check it again. It's really interesting. Again, you can share it out to your Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and you know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great use of that platform, again, because it just makes you feel invested in the thing you already like to do. You like to listen to music, you like to listen to podcasts, and you know, it just kind of brings it back. They like bring up your top song from the last year that you were playing again in this current year. Cool stuff. But a brother's washed. Like, maybe washed enough remix to have favorite kids bop cover song singers.
Hey, I mean, like I said, you got a kid, bro. When we get a kid, like, probably do the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It happened to me. It'll happen to you. So,
and you know, I wouldn't even mind it. I'd be like, yes,
baby no, shark. No, it's gonna happen.
But number one.
Yeah, that's a little snapshot into what I got going on.
No Teletubbies though.
No Teletubbies. Okay, good. But I honestly, I thought there was gonna be more Baby Shark stuff on there.
How many Baby Sharks are they? There's only one Baby Shark song.
Dude.
Are you serious? Is this like a whole thing?
You know what? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. The next one, we'll look it up.
It's an empire. Shout out to Pink Fong. Yeah, like, I'm telling you, man, like, when you know, you know. And soon enough, you'll know.
I will. I'll definitely know. All right, y'all. Not too crazy. From Sean and myself.
Peace out, internet. Happy birthday, Brooke.